This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Warrior Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. All 16 playoff spots have been secured now, heading into the final weekend, but still plenty to be decided to set the first round matchups. It's been goals by the bushel this year in the WHL. Coming up, Moose Jaw's Jaden Holmgewax is attempting to turn back the clock as he chases history. And the top teams in Canadian youth sports hockey have gathered in Fredericton, including 68 WHL alumni. It's the 2018 David Johnston University Cup. We'll hear from former five-year WHL player Matt Needham with the St. Francis Xavier University X-Men out of Nova Scotia as he leads his team into the tournament. When it comes to goals in the WHL this season, 60 is apparently the new 50. Heading into the final weekend, two players have reached the 60-goal plateau, Jaden Holmgewax of the Moose Jaw Warriors and Ty Ronning with the Vancouver Giants. In fact, Ronning has become the first player from the Western Conference to score 60 goals since Oliver Bjorkstrand scored 63 with the Portland Winterhawks in the 2014-15 season. But Jaden Holmgewax is putting a scare now into 70. Heading into the weekend, he's at 68, trying to become the first WHLer to score 70 since Pavel Brendel put up 73 in the 98-99 season with the Calgary Hitmen. And as James Gallo explains, Holmgewax also knocking on the door of Moose Jaw Warriors' all-time history.
You're trying to chase Warrior history with goals in a season. And on the weekend, a lot of people maybe didn't know that as coming up the ice, Tanner Janot is looking at an empty net, and he's looking for you, and everybody can visibly see you telling him to shoot. Tell me through that play.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I got the puck on the boards, and I moved it to Howden in the middle, and Howden moved it over to Janot, which, basically had a breakaway. And, I mean, he's been on a bit of a scoring slump. I think it was 8 or 9 games. So, I mean, for me, I just, I wanted him to have it. I think that was very important for him to have that goal and to get him back rolling in the goal column. Because no one ever wants to go on a slump, and when it happens, you want to get out of it as quick as possible. And, I mean, that was his chance. That was his chance to take it. I mean, there's a right and a wrong time for me to, you know, contribute to the scoring record, and that just wasn't the time. I think for me, it's just, you know, getting my line mates rolling as well. It's not always me. I think obviously I was rolling and was on a long point streak. So I think, that was just for him. And I'm looking forward to these last two games to hopefully, you know, contribute to those, to the record.
Jaden Holmgewax, WHL Player of the Week, joins us. Let's talk about it. Going into the final two games of the regular season, how much have you been thinking about maybe getting to 70, which would tie Blair Atchison's Warrior single-season record?
I mean, it's not easy to not talk about it right now. I mean, it seems like that's what everybody is talking about. So for me, it's trying to stay focused because it's been pretty crazy with everything on social media and people talking to me about it. Just like simple as like a family skate we had last week, and I mean everyone's talking about it, and it obviously puts it right in my head, and maybe makes it more tough for me. But I think that's something I got to battle through, and I want to make it happen. You come two games away from breaking that record, so I don't see how anyone would not want to. So for me, it's just being focused these last two games and really. Working hard and going to the right areas and not cheating, and I think it'll happen for sure.
Blair Atchison has the Warriors single-season record. Pavel Brendel was the last player in the Western Hockey League to get 70-plus. He did 73 back in the late 90s. But you find as though every time you touch that puck and you take a shot here at Mosaic Place, everybody's right on the edge of their seat.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can hear it in scoring chances I get. And, it's exciting. I mean, the fans are excited, which makes it even that much better. So I think everyone's kind of rooting for it. It's just the matter of fact of bearing down and doing it.
Jaden Holmgewax joins us, the reigning WHL On the Run Player of the Week, second time this season that he's claimed that award. As much as we talk about your personal success, Jaden, I know you're focused on team success, and congratulations as the Warriors capture their fourth East Division title and their first Scotty Monroe Memorial Trophy as the regular season champions. What does that mean to this organization?
I mean, it's huge for this organization. I mean, they've never, won that trophy before, and for us to be the, the first team here to do that is obviously pretty special and something that everyone's going to know us for, I mean, the rest of our lives. So, I mean, to be the first to do that in this organization is special by our team, special by the coaches, management, everyone involved. So it's a huge accomplishment, you know, for us going into the season and, you know, coming out with that, and especially after I've been here for 4 years now, and, you know, to make that jump and be have this good of a team, this special group of guys is obviously awesome for us.
As good as this regular season has been, this team will be judged on the playoffs. Do you feel as though there's pressure going in, not only with the expectations carried in within the community, but now as the regular season champions?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everyone wants to, you know, take off the first place team, and that's going to be us. We're going to have to, you know, kind of keep even keel with that. I mean, yeah, we're first place, but I mean, this is playoffs is a whole new beginning. You got to start from the bottom, and you got to climb right back up to the top. So I think, yeah, just you know, focusing on pretending like we're the underdogs going into playoffs here, and you know, keeping even keel, like I said, and just, you know, playing our game. I think that's all we can do, and you know, not focus too much on what we've accomplished already, but, you know, try to accomplish that much more.
Prince Albert has played the Warriors tough throughout the course of the regular season. The Warriors have won some games, so have the Raiders. As you get ready for this first-round playoff series coming up next week, what do you feel as though is a big key for the Warriors?
I think it's just, you know, trying to play a full 60 minutes for us and, you know, bearing down. I think we seem to play a pretty back-and-forth game against PA, and I think it's just for us. It's trying to find that momentum and carry that momentum into each and every shift. I think we take too many shifts off at times against PA, and I think we're definitely going to find a way, you know, to, you know, play through that and have a complete game. And I mean, it's just guys bearing down and you know, digging in. And I think in the room, I think we're going to definitely find a way. And as a group, we're going to have a lot of success.
WHL On the Run Player of the Week, Jaden Holligowax. Good luck in your pursuit of 70 this weekend. Good luck in the postseason when it opens up next weekend for the Warriors.
Awesome, thank you.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
The WHL has awarded a total of 382 scholarships for the fall and winter semesters of the 2017-2018 academic year. That is the highest total ever in WHL history. This weekend, 68 WHL alumni are competing for U Sports Supremacy at the 2018 David Johnston University Cup in Fredericton, New Brunswick. The WHL represented with graduate players on 7 of the 8 team rosters competing in this year's tournament. This year, 183 of the 382 WHL scholarship recipients are furthering their education while playing Canadian university hockey at the U Sports level. In Western Canada, 133 of these student-athletes are playing in Canada West. In fact, WHL scholarship recipients are enrolled this year as full-time students at 78 different post-secondary institutions across North America. One of those players taking advantage of the WHL scholarship program is former 5-year Kamloops Blazer Matt Needham. He is attending St. Francis Xavier University, and his X-Men are also at the University Cup in Fredericton. I spoke with Matt this week. First of all, Matt, boy, you know, you're out on the Atlantic coast there playing out of Antigonish. And I know it was a decision that we've talked about in the past. You love playing out there, and it's been a good decision there for you.
Yeah, no, I've really enjoyed it. I mean, it's something different, 4 or 5 years of your life. So might as well come out, meet some new people. You get to play against a lot of guys from out east in the Q and in Ontario leagues there. So, yeah, you see new faces, meet new people. It's been fun for me so far.
Yeah, you're at the University Cup. You're not the only Western leaguer out there on the X-Men this season, though.
No, yeah, there's a couple other guys. Jagger Dirk used to play in Kootenay, and Cole McDonald from Everett there. So got a couple guys. Actually live with McDonald and Mitch Wheaton. I guess you guys would see him a lot in Kelowna. So yeah, there's a few boys out here.
Tell me about playing over in the Atlantic Conference. It's different hockey, different landscape. There are, you know, former WHLers all over the place here, but what's that like playing in that division over there?
It's a good league. I mean, every team can win on any night. You got a couple of real strong teams that are always good, like the Acadia, UNB, St. Mary's, and ourselves are always up there. But yeah, it's kind of cool. You go from spot to spot, and on each team, there's a guy you would have played with, Willick and UNB. You got McNulty, and Chevy there. So there's a few guys around that you've played with. Kind of cool bumping into them after games and stuff.
That's Mark McNulty and Cole Chevalier for those out there as well. You know, now it's a big reunion here. University Cup, you want to win it, but a lot of WHL graduates taking advantage of the scholarship program have all met in Fredericton there for this big weekend tournament. It's got to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, it is. I mean, it's great great program the WHL has set up there. But yeah, no, it's good to see everyone. I mean, I already bumped into a good buddy there, Ryan Rehill. So yeah, good to have everyone coming together. It's good hockey, and good to see everybody.
How competitive will it be this weekend here? You go in as the second seed from the Atlantic. U of A won Canada West, University of Saskatchewan, the runners-up here. How competitive do you expect it to be here this weekend?
It'll be great. I mean, it's every team's good. Every team's got a chance to win. So especially in a tournament like this with, I mean, one-game elimination, you got to play good, get hot at the right time. So, yeah, it's a toss-up, really, for anyone's game.
Life off the ice after WHL hockey. You're taking advantage of the scholarship program 5 years with the Kamloops Blazers. The balance between school and hockey, what's it been like for you?
It's been good. I mean, it's not as tough easing into it as I would have thought coming in my first year. I mean, the profs are really good with balancing hockey and that stuff and getting you into it. They realize that you've had a few years off of school, so it's helpful in that regard. But, no, the package is unbelievable. I mean, everything's covered, so it makes, I mean, paying for a house and all the other things a lot easier.
What about life lessons you made or you had in the WHL, now trying to take that into college and university life? How much did the WHL prepare you for that?
It was massive. I mean, time management, I'd say, is a big thing. Just learning how to prepare yourself as a professional. I mean, you got to handle, there's not as much to handle, really, I mean, in the Western League, but it kind of gets you prepared for going to school, handling that, maintaining a social life, and then going to the rink and getting your couple hours in of hard work and then still being ready to play on the weekends.
All right, I know you like to think your X-Men will be a team to beat here, but is there a favorite or a team that I think has a target on them as you guys get set for the University Cup?
I'd say UNB's probably got a target on them. They've won the last 2 years. They're always a good team, and I mean, for us out here anyways, they're the team that we'd all love to beat, but U of A looks like a good squad too. I mean, they're always good as well, so there's a few good teams. There really isn't. I wouldn't really say there's a favorite.
All right, well, Matt, hey, that's great that you're out there and you're ready to try to lead the X-Men to a University Cup title. All the big dogs there in Fredericton for the University Cup here this weekend. Thanks for being our guest here on WHL This Week.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
And that's the show. I want to say a special thanks to James Gallo in Moose Jaw for his help. Thanks, Jimmy. Hey, next week, 2018 WHL playoffs will arrive. We'll have the preview. Enjoy the final weekend of the regular season. I'm John Keane.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL broadcast partners and Warrior Hockey.